She took Caleb's hands, then mine. Her hands were rough and low. She gave Caleb a shell, a moon snare, she called it. There was cold and smell of salt. The girls fly high and dropped the shells on the rocks below, she told Caleb. When the shell is broken, they eat what is inside. That is very smart, said Caleb. For you, Anna, said Sarah. A sea stone. And she gave me the smoothest and whitest stone I have ever seen. The sea washed over and over and round the stone, whirling it until it is round and perfect. That is very smart too, said Caleb. He looked up at Sarah. We do not have the sea here. She turned and looked out over the plain. No, she said, there is no sea here, but the rain's roars look really like the sea. My father did not see her look, but I did, and I knew that Caleb had seen it too. Sarah was not smiling. Sarah was already lonely. In a month's time, the preacher might come to marry Sarah and Papa. And a month's time was a long time. Time enough for Sarah to change her mind and leave us. Papa took Sarah's bag inside, where her room was ready, with a quilt on the bed and blue plaques dried in a vase on the night table. She stretched and made a small cast down. I watched her suck the dogs and sniff the air. Carol came out and stood beside me. When will we sing? He whispered. I shook my head, turning the white stone over and over in my hands. I wished everything was as perfect as the stone. I wish that Papa and Caleb and I were perfect for Sarah. I wish we had a sea of our own.